This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good morning. Oh my gosh, it's good afternoon. It's Friday, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Becky Moultrie. It's not Linda today. I'm here today for Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Linda is off in Peru. Yes. She is with a group of women traveling called Gutsy Women Travel. God bless Linda and those 14 women. She's off traveling in Peru. Hiking somewhere today. So helping me on the boards today is our awesome producer, Ed.
So we can say Linda is gallivanting today.
Absolutely. She is definitely gallivanting
Not
today.
Not only is she gallivanting, she's gallivanting worldwide.
She is.
Yep.
Yeah. She sent me a picture this morning from the Sacred Gardens. So she looks like she's having a good time. So pray for her safe travels. And I'm so glad you decided to spend some time with us today. I have a very special guest with me, my longtime friend, Arlene Grasso. Welcome, Arlene.
Hi there, Becky.
Glad to have you here with us today. Arlene and I go back a few years. We met in talking about fall prevention, didn't we?
Yes. In fact, you were one of the first people when I had joined Better Living for Seniors that had contacted me and said, let's do coffee. Let's talk about how I can help you get integrated into BLS, which was such an awesome experience for me. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Better Living for Seniors, BLS, is one of my passions. It's a volunteer organization under the Area Agency on Aging for Pinellas and Pasco counties here in Florida. And it's a group of about 200 business professionals that help our seniors in the community. And one of the things we worked on first was the Falls Coalition, and you have now taken that and have spun off to an independent organization that is doing even more in the community with falls prevention. I can tell you, I had a fall myself this past year. Lo and behold, 52 years old, and you know what it was that caused my fall?
Water.
Improper footwear.
That's a big one.
Yep. Improper. I had slippers on and went outside and tripped on the bricks coming into our house, face planted, and just, it was a mess. So, but tell me, you know, how did you discover your passion for falls prevention, Arlene?
Well, when I started my business with my daughter in 2015, we were servicing people who fell. I'm a licensed building contractor, and we specialize in mobility and accessibility solutions for people. But most of our business really is because of falls.
Wow.
And then people say, why do you want to prevent them if that's how you're making money? Well, it wasn't a money-making operation to begin with. We did it for a purpose. And if you do things for purpose, the money, you'll be able to feed yourself.
Right.
It was so devastating, not only for the person who falls, but it's so devastating for the families of the people who fall. There's people who have to take time off of work, miss school outings with their kids, just their whole life turns upside down when you have to care for someone that has fallen. And this is a caregiver's radio show, so every one of you understands what it is when you have to give yourself to someone else.
Right, absolutely. And what do falls cost us? I mean, I know for me and my family, it was like it put me out of work for a few days. What does a fall cost us in our country?
Well, people ask me that all the time, and of course, individual costs are going to vary.
Right.
But the CDC and latest statistic they have is in 2015, they said that $50 billion.
B with a billion with a B, right?
Right. That's wow. Right. Was the cost of non-fatal falls. And out of that $50 billion, $12 billion was private pay. The other 38 was Medicare and Medicaid.
Wow. So not only is it costing our country and our insurance costs, but it's coming out of our pocket. And that's just, is that just the medical costs?
That's just medical costs related to non-fatal falls. So
wow.
There's more that Medicare and Medicaid pay for that results in a fatal fall.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. So,
but the big news is that, you know, every day in the United States, 10,000 people are turning 65. So, you know, by 2030, that population explosion should start to wane. So the CDC has predicted that by 2030, it will be at $101 billion, more than double the cost for a non-fatal fall. But the good news is, falls are mostly preventable.
They are. They are, if you think about it.
Right.
So right now, coming up, we've got an event that I know is near and dear to both of us, and it's called Falls Prevention Week. What is that for our listeners out there, and when is it? Can you tell me a little about what this Falls Prevention Week thing is?
Well, it started out as Falls Prevention Day in 2007, and it's really been created by the and still motivated by the National Coalition on Aging in Washington, D.C. It coincides with the first day of fall.
Ah, which is coming up here.
Right. So the first day of fall this year is September 22nd, but Falls Prevention Week is the 18th to the 24th of September.
So that is coming up on us here pretty quickly.
It is. It is. Well, for me, every day is Falls Prevention Day. But the NCOA was the leader in falls prevention awareness.
That's great. So one of the things that you have done here in Pinellas County that I know has been such a benefit to people within the county is an organization called Falls Free Pinellas. What does Falls Free Pinellas do?
Well, it did stem from the Committee of Better Living for Seniors.
Right.
And I really wanted to take it to another level.
Right.
But the committee members had to be a member of BLS. And a lot of the people who wanted to join the falls prevention movement didn't really see the value in having to pay the membership for the networking, because they
right.
wouldn't be able to go to any
right,
events at
it,
all.
Right, because it really was more than just a networking, which is what BLS is. Falls Free Pinellas does so much more within the community. So what does Falls Free Pinellas do?
Well, we added, I'll tell you what we our focus is, but we added consumer advocates, which are a very important part of a coalition, so that any programs that you decide upon and you present to people, you've got the consumer feedback, which is so important.
Right.
You know, you and I can talk all day long about what we have expertise in, but will it really reach the people that we need to reach?
Right. That's otherwise, what are you doing? It's for naught.
Right. So people in different facets of senior care actually are members of the coalition, along with when we partnered with the regional 911. And the falls prevention educators, we had huge amount of benefit, because now if we had a program, we could actually look at, did it do any good? Because we had data.
Right.
We had the falls calls from Lori Collins, who's
right.
the data analyst at Regional 911. So we're able to look at that and say falls are increasing, falls are decreasing in Pinellas County. And every fire department actually keeps track of that. So it's a good thing.
Right.
And
right.
it's important, because data will tell you what you're doing.
Right. And I remember that that Falls Coalition meeting where we sat there and Lori Collins was there. And who else was there from Pinellas Park?
Jillian Rose.
It was Jillian Rose. I saw her this morning, and we were talking about that and how statistically they were seeing that the number two call in Pinellas County was falls.
Mm-hmm.
The number one was just general illness. Somebody had something wrong from head to toe, some kind of general illness. So that was kind of a compilation of calls. But the number two call reason was somebody had fallen.
Correct.
And it was, I want to say it was like over 48,000 calls in a year.
I don't have the exact
number. I don't quote me on that number, but that's the number that's sticking out in my brain.
But we've had, unfortunately, assisted living centers.
Right.
The highest number of calls received. So Lori put together a program called Prevent the Call, Prevent the Fall.
I came up with that that was my tagline.
No, I didn't know that.
It was. I looked at Lori during one of our meetings, and I said, Lori, we could call it Prevent the Call, Prevent the Fall. She's like, can I use that? I said, absolutely, go with it. So, and that was what it was all about, was let's prevent 911 calls.
Right.
And we do that by preventing the fall in the first place. So what were decisive steps we could take to prevent those falls? So, and I think that's probably something our listeners are out there saying, well, okay, we know we're going to have falls. Gravity is here and present on Earth.
They happen.
It's going to happen. They're going to happen. But what can we do? What can our listeners do to help prevent falls?
Well, what we do is we follow the guidance of National Coalition on Aging, and they have provided a program with 6 steps, okay, for falls prevention. And if you go online to NCOA, you can see those 6 steps. You just have to search for falls prevention, and they'll show you them. And I'd like to go over them one by one so we can really get the
We've got a lot of time here on the show today because we're clicking through our questions. So I would love to take a look at each one of those steps.
Okay.
Because I think they are very helpful. So tell me what step number one is.
Step number one is to enroll in a good balance and exercise program.
Now, so important.
You can do this Matter of Balance program is going to be starting Terry Toner from Area Agency on Aging, Pinellas Pasco, is actually certifying instructors right now.
She is, and actually I have her phone number here because I was going to talk about Terry today on another program. Terry's number, if you're interested in finding out about Matter of Balance here in Pinellas County, is 727-570-9696, and she's at extension 160. Great at coordinating programs for Harris in Pinellas County. This is a proven program. It's evidence-based, and that's what, scientifically, that's what we're always looking for in the medical and healthcare community, is what's proven to work.
Correct.
And Matter of Balance is probably one of the best falls prevention programs in our country that has shown that people that participate in Matter of Balance do better at preventing falls.
Yes. It's a program designed for balance and strength.
Right.
Okay. Tai Chi at your local YMCA or Tai Chi studio. There's also a Silver Sneakers program, which is available to you through your insurance at no cost. And I have the number for that. It's 855-585-2390. And you can call them for any questions to see if you're, number one, eligible, and number two, where you can go to get some balance and strength training. But you know, your local senior centers are really the heart of your community, and they are so good at developing programs. I know the one in St. Petersburg, the Sunshine Center that I work with a lot with, Carol Ware.
Amazing.
She is totally amazing. And they have like a whole week of activities from the 18th to the 24th of different things that they're going to have daily, every single day, for falls prevention, which I'll talk about later.
That's awesome. Yeah. Any time that you get up and get moving and work on your balance and work on your strength, work on your core, work on keeping your feet moving and those legs moving, and work on your upper body, anytime you do that, that's going to help prevent a fall.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, like we talked about before, when you have a fall, it can be devastating. You can end up with a broken hip, a broken femur, a broken wrist, a broken shoulder. Any of those things could create a hospital stay, could create you having to move from a different level of care that you're in right now. You may be living at home independently.
Exactly.
But if you have that fall, it may mean you have to leave your home. You may have to go move into assisted living, or God forbid, you might have to go to skilled nursing and live in a long-term care setting where you have to rely upon other people to help get you up and out of bed every day.
And go to physical therapy. That's the other part. You know, so it's very time-consuming. Falls create a lot of appointments for you that you don't need to have.
They do. They do. So if we can keep you more fit and balanced with things like Matter of Balance, like Tai Chi, like Silver Santas, or Silver Santa, Silver Sneakers. Silver Sneakers. You really can help improve your mobility and lessen that chance of a fall. Absolutely. Before we go to break, let's talk about number two.
It's ask your doctor to assess your risk of falling. And don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about this. A lot of people think, oh, if I tell my doctor, then he's going to put me in a nursing home. No, he's not, or she's not. They're there to help you decide on what the best plan for you would be.
Yeah.
So if you've ever fallen in between visits, it's extremely important you tell your doctor.
Absolutely.
Because they have to do a risk assessment for you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have to leave your home. It means they're going to be able to give you some really good tips and steps to take so that we can prevent that next fall. You know, after people fall first, they have a 40% of chance of falling again.
Wow,
40% chance. So it's a very high percentage to fall again. So that's what we really want to prevent. The first fall sometimes is not the worst fall.
Right. It's
okay.
The subsequent
it's
one.
The subsequent one.
And the thing that I think so important with talking with your doctor, we go to our doctors for other preventative care needs. We go get a mammogram. You go have your colonoscopy. You go to your dentist and have your teeth cleaned as a preventative.
Yes.
You go to your heart doctor and see your heart doctor and make sure, you know, your blood pressure is in line. Go to your primary care physician and get a free fall assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And then very often, if you are having some risk factors, if you have Medicare, Medicare will pay for a physical or occupational therapist to come out to your home and give you some strengthening exercises, help you maybe make some recommendations on realigning things in your house so that it's safer. Maybe come out and do an assessment on where you need some grab bars, where it might be helpful to install a ramp instead of having so many steps into the house.
Right.
Where to add a handrail. All those different
secure
things.
Throw rugs or them out, please.
Exactly. That's what throw rugs are for, throwing out. There's so many things that can come out of that doctor's assessment of our risk of falls that really can make a difference in reducing your likelihood of having a fall.
But if you're resistant to talk to your doctor and you just don't feel comfortable doing that, you should probably, number one, find a new doctor. But
definitely.
Two, we're working with Nova Southeastern University in Clearwater.
Very
and
good.
The University of Florida. We have their doctoral occupational therapy programs. The students will get credit for performing a risk assessment. So these are students that have gone through the occupational therapy program, and now they're going to be doctors of physical therapy, and they're going to be going to your home for a free risk assessment, but they are going to get some kind of school credit for that. But it won't cost you anything. So we're working out the details of the program. And that's so important because for such a long time, it's been so hard for people to afford that risk assessment because it can go anywhere from $150 to $350.
That's great. And not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping a new young doctor of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
with their studies, and you're kind of being a, I don't know, a little guinea pig or case study for them. But hey, it's free, and it helps you help our community. And, you know, you may get something out of it.
And it's practical practice for these occupational therapists so that they can really see and the different situations that they've studied about. You know, you can learn so much from videos and books, but when you go out into the field, you have to really look and see where all these things lie.
Right. Let's get them out of the textbook and see the reality of what you're dealing with. Maybe you have somebody with dementia you're taking care of who, you know, is stubborn about how things are set up home and doesn't want to change it. But if you bring an expert into the home, all of a sudden your husband that may not have been on board with making that change in the shower, the wife that doesn't want to take those throw rugs up, as soon as she hears it from this cute 20-something young doctor-to-be coming in saying, you know, this is my recommendation, all of a sudden, it's valid.
Right. It's the professional that makes the difference, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're taking care of loved ones, they tune you out. We've all had that experience. I took care of my mom, and so many times she would just tune me out because I tell her, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Come on,
it's
we're
like,
going to do this.
What do you know?
I know. You're my
just
daughter.
Just the construction expert. But yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's when you have that authority figure come into the home, and that's what this number two step of either that doctor assessment or that physical therapy assessment coming out to the house to make that assessment. And I'm really excited to hear about that program from Nova University here in Clearwater. That's just an awesome addition to our community. So thank you to the Falls Free Coalition for putting that together.
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually Christina Kane at Southeastern Nova University. So we have to give her some credit.
Ah, Christina. Well, thank you. That's a good thing. I think we're coming up on a break here. Ed's going to take us to break because if we don't listen to our sponsors, we can't be here.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Okay.
All right, great. We're back on the air, and thank you for continuing to be with us today on Connecting Caregivers Radio Show. My name is Becky Moultrie, and I'm sitting in today for Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Linda is off in Peru with some gutsy women traveling today for the week, and so I'm in here with Ed. He's on the board with me, and we've got our guest here, Arlene Grasso from Access Design, and she also serves on the Pinellas Falls Free Pinellas Coalition. So we're talking about the National Council on Aging has some recommendations for preventing falls. And we've talked about the first two. The first was enroll in a good balance or exercise program. Mm-hmm. The second was to ask your doctor for an assessment of your risk of fall. What's number three, Arlene?
I wanted to just go back to one point on that doctor assessment. And we were talking that if you're uncomfortable doing that. Now, if you're a caregiver for someone or if you want to do this yourself and you have access to a computer, you can go to the website, ncoa.org. And they scroll, you can go to search falls prevention. Go down and you'll see a bunch of articles. One of them is a falls risk assessment. This was just redeveloped by NCOA this year for Falls Prevention Month. And what it does, it asks you a series of questions. You'll fill out whether you are doing this for someone else as a caregiver or whether you're doing it for yourself. And there's questions like, do you have trouble getting up on a curb? Have you fallen this past year? Do you use any assistive devices for walking? Do you hold on to furniture while you walk through your home? And after you're done, it's going to automatically score you for your risk assessment, and then a video will come up. And they'll give you your score, and then whatever score you have, there's a corresponding video to introduce you to next steps. And then they give you next steps that you should take to help you to not fall again. Or to not fall, period.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And that's those, free.
Yeah, it is free, and it's very informative. But you have to be honest about it, too, or else you're not going to get the right score. And then you could email that to someone. You could email that to your practitioner, your family, your main doctor, or a relative or whatever. So it's very important that you share that too with family. So if you're doing it for yourself, you could email it to your son, daughter, friend who's assisting you in life things. So it's a help for them to know.
Well, and it could be a reassurance to your son or daughter too that said, "Mom, I'm really worried about you falling. Take the assessment." And maybe it's just simple little things you can do, and you can say, "Listen, I'm fine. I'm taking these steps. These are the things I'm doing to keep myself from falling."
Exactly.
You're taking action. You're taking ownership of your future so that you can remain independent and healthy at home.
Remember, being proactive is so important because, again, most falls are preventable.
Right.
So that's what the goal is. So take the survey. It's a great thing. Again, it's right on the website, ncoa.org. Then you want to search falls prevention, and then there's a lot of information about falls prevention if you have the time to look at it too. And this month is a really good month to focus on that. It only happens once a year that people celebrate Falls Prevention Month, and we have all these wonderful activities. But to tell you the truth, we really work at it all year round.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All year round. So
what's that number three step in preventing falls?
Pretty important. Review all your medications with your doctor and pharmacist. You should actually bring a list of your medications for every doctor visit you have, whether it be your primary care or a specialist. You know, the primary care and specialist sometimes don't communicate with the drugs that they're giving you, so it's really important that you keep it all in one spot.
Right. Your cardiologist doesn't know what the urologist is giving versus what your primary care doctor.
Right.
And maybe you have a pain management doctor, and then you have your chiropractor, and then you have this, and you know, you have all these different things going on. What are people prescribing? What are your treatments that you're receiving, and how do they all work together?
Right.
Because sometimes they can work against each other.
And remember, supplements that you're taking, you may buy over-the-counter medication or over-the-counter vitamins. Some vitamins can interact with medicines and make you dizzy.
Yes.
And that could create a fall. So,
and they could affect absorption.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know we had worked with Arthur Wernick, who's an amazing pharmacist.
Yes.
Who consults with families on their prescriptions and what they're taking. And Arthur explained to me even the difference in time of day and the combination of when you take a medication can make a difference in how it's absorbed and how it's reacted in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And can definitely lead to a fall if not taken in the proper combination, or prevent a fall if taken at the proper time of day in the proper combination.
And it affects the drug's performance, too. So
correct.
You know, you really need to be very astute and detail orientated about this. That you got to have it written down. You have to have your schedule written down on when you're supposed to take it. So take it with food, without food, on an empty stomach. I know.
Yeah, I 30 minutes before your other medications or
right.
Whatever it might be. Don't be afraid to take your list into your pharmacist. You know, they have those little consultation booths, like Lucy. Put a quarter down and, you know, don't be afraid to ask a question. That's what the pharmacist is there for at your pharmacy. And it's really important to keep all your medications at one pharmacy. That way, if the doctor does prescribe something new, that pharmacist, when they put it into the computer, there are safety checks in there. And they see what's on your list, and they'll note drug interactions. And if you don't have all your prescriptions at the same pharmacy, they may not catch it.
No, you can't be shopping over at CVS for your blood pressure and then for your diabetes medication, you're going to Walgreens. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's not. So that's a big no-no. And just that alone, and talking with your primary care doctor, let them be the quarterback of your care and let them help you. That's what they're there
Absolutely.
For. That's part of their responsibility, is helping you oversee your meds. And then, of course, you know, don't be afraid to ask the pharmacist, and make sure the pharmacist knows those supplements you're on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The supplements are something that people forget all the time. So we're going to keep on telling you about it.
Yeah, you're putting a foreign chemical into your body. And even sometimes there's certain foods you need to be careful about. Grapefruit is one of the big triggers.
Yeah.
So very often it'll be on your prescription bottle. And ask the pharmacist, well, why is this? And what can I eat? What is okay to eat with this medication? So that's a great one. What's number four, Arlene?
Number four is to get your vision and your hearing checked annually. You know, poor vision can lead to falls. If you have trouble, for example, seeing the edge of the stair, okay? Now, as we get older, our vision decreases naturally, and we need more light also. We need to increase the lumens in our light bulbs and the amount of light we have in our home. Make sure if you don't see the difference between a threshold that's a little bit higher than the floor, you can put colored tape a piece of tape that's different from your floor. Very inexpensive, okay, but it'll prevent that fall because you'll see it.
Yeah, and it doesn't greatly modify the house. It's not like you're you're making an expensive, drastic change. You're just putting a piece of tape, and tape comes in just about every color you can imagine now, doesn't it? It does. So, and having that contrast there, I think, is really important to see those steps.
Yes, steps, thresholds, even the edge of furniture sometimes. If you have glass tabletops and you're not really seeing the end of that, you'll be able to know where everything is. And it's just, I say make it a decorating scheme.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Now tell me about hearing. How can loss or decreased hearing capability affect our falls?
Well, as we age, we have a tendency to lose our hearing, too. Mm-hmm. It decreases. You know, people that have had jobs like landscapers with those obnoxiously loud blowers.
Right.
And people that work in factories running machinery. people that are in construction that are hammering all the time. Okay, these things wear their ears later on in life they keep on saying, what'd you say?
Right.
So every 10 decibels in hearing loss can cause a greater chance of a fall.
Wow. You don't think about that. I mean, I can understand the sight factor, but it's amazing that losing our hearing can affect our balance.
Exactly.
But that kind of makes sense because our balance comes from our ears. Mm-hmm. And all those little crystals in there.
Yes, all those little hairs.
Yeah. So when we affect that affects our balance. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's so important. And you can get a lot of these, you know, like the Sunshine Center in St. Pete. If you call the Area Agency on Aging in your specific area, they can let you know where you can go for a free hearing test.
That's great.
Now, we had screenings, health screenings at a fit fair, really, at one of the other senior centers in St. Petersburg. It was the Azalea Center in North St. Petersburg, not far from Tyrone Mall.
Great center.
And you could get your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your hearing checked right then and there. So a lot of times, if you hunt for it, you're going to be able to find them. But you can get these things for free. It's not that you have to go in and pay for it. And most of the hearing aid companies will give you an assessment for free anyway.
Right. Right. Okay. So that's.
I know my daughter made me go for one because you just don't listen to me. She didn't realize I was tuning her out though.
That was a choice.
So I did go.
Sometimes it is a choice, but you know what? See, that's again showing your children that hey, I'm okay, and I went and did these preventative things, right. Just like you do those other preventative things in life. You go get your mammogram. You get your colonoscopy. Go get your hearing checked. Go get your vision checked. Get your teeth cleaned. Get all those things done. You get your blood pressure checked. They're for your total well-being. And we're finding out that, you know, hearing and vision are tied into falls. That's really interesting.
Right. It's huge. It's a huge problem, especially with your medications, your all of these things together. Are really important.
It's a total package.
Not just one or the other. It's the whole thing.
So let's go to number five.
Number five is remove tripping hazards in your home. You know, you have to have a clear path. So often we go to visit people, and it's so hard for them. They just don't know what to do with all their stuff, so it just keeps on accumulating and keeps on accumulating. But you have to have a clear path, and please be cognizant of those throw rugs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing a home fit presentation, the AARP home fit presentation for, it was the Consortium on Falls Prevention many years ago. And we did it at an assisted living center, and enrolled some a lady in a wheelchair had a little French poodle on her lap. And when I said, "And throw out those throw rugs," that little Fifi started barking.
Oh, no.
Because I guess she likes the throw rugs.
Fifi likes those throw rugs.
Right. But you have to really be careful. The double-sided tape, mm-hmm. Is good. But, you know, we live in a very moisture-ridden community, you know, state. There's so much humidity that causes so much problems for us. So the best thing is to have nothing on the floor.
Right. And we're finding as you replace your flooring, it's much more helpful to have either a wood or a faux wood or a tile or a very low pile carpet. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to get around when you have that thicker, plusher carpet.
It's impossible. It causes falls. It's a tripping hazard.
Correct. You're going to catch your walker or your cane, or you're going to catch your slipper or shoe.
And I was in a home that there was about a quarter inch difference between the rug pile and the floor.
Wow.
And I pointed that out. I said, you know, I understand this is a very luxurious rug. You spent a lot of money on this, okay? But it could cause you a fall. Right. I had a client that an eighth of an inch, she actually, she had a threshold difference of an eighth of an inch in flooring. And she had very designer, very expensive sandals that were extremely thin, soled.
Yeah.
And the tip of that sandal just hit that at the wrong time and the wrong way. And she fell down and she broke her hip.
I tell you what, that's how I fell, is I hit, it was less than a quarter of an inch, and I hit my slipper with it. I cracked my orbital, I broke my nose, and I detached part of the fluid in my eye. And that was all just because there was an uneven surface there.
Correct.
So, and it can happen to anybody.
Right.
Tell me number six.
Okay. And the other thing I want to mention is your path from bed to bathroom. Make sure that you have night lights.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, now you can get the motion detector ones, or you can get the ones, if you say, oh no, I can't sleep if there's a nightlight. Well, they have yellow lights that will not affect your sleep whatsoever.
And those down lights. My husband even added one of those that's underneath our bed, and it's motion sensored. So when you step out of the bed, the light comes on, and when I walk back in the room at night from the bathroom to my bed, mm-hmm. that light comes on, and I can see my path to the bed.
Right.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
So number six.
is enlist your family support to stay safe. Your family is your rock, your friends, the people that are your people. You gotta enlist them for support. It's so important. Between the risk assessments and the there's occupational and therapists, there's physical therapists that can do all these risk assessments. But your friend can go online with you and help you to do this right on ncoa.org, and you can get that risk assessment. Remember that they're there to help you, and you want to be helping them too, because when you fall, it's going to really put a dent in their life. They have to change all their activities. They have to change their life to be able to help you get through the recuperation of the fall.
Right. So let's help each other and pull our families in and our friends.
Right.
Pull them along with us. Well, we've got a few more of our sponsors. We're gonna break and talk about them. We thank you for being here today on the Connecting Caregivers Show.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the air. You brought a pretty little flower with you today, Arlene. Can you tell us about it?
You know, this project is so near and dear to my heart. It's the six steps of falls prevention that is placed on a flower. And it's given to an older person. In September, we do celebrate a Hallmark holiday called Grandparents' Day. And it's September 12th this year. And that's how this actually started, was for Grandparents' Day. I was talking to my son, my grandson, Max, and I said, you know, I'm just so frustrated because people won't listen to me when I try to tell them about falls prevention. He said, Grandma, you don't listen to Mom when she tries to tell you something. He said, why don't you have the kids tell the grandparents about falls prevention, and they're going to listen. So sure enough, we formed a steering committee, and in that steering committee was Jillian Rose, who at the time was with the Pinellas Park Fire Department for fire prevention and safety. And she created this flower, which we now term the Jillian Rose.
Oh, I love it.
So we presented it to the National Coalition on Aging, because it is the six steps, and we got their permission and their endorsement to put their logo on it. So it's been a stamp of approval for National Coalition on Aging, and they love the program. So far, we've done over 4,000 of these.
Wow.
And when the grandparent or the special older person in their life receives this, they're going to look at it, and it doesn't have to be put in the flower pot. It can actually be put on a piece of construction paper and mailed.
Yeah, so for the grandparent that's not here in town, put it in the mail, or even take a picture of it and send it.
Yes.
We can do it digitally if you want to. But that's a wonderful gift. I'm hoping you have one of those for me that I can take home with me today. And what I'll do is I'll get that to Linda and see if she can put it on her show page. And I'll tell you what, we'll put it out on our assistinghands.com Pinellas page.
Right. So if there's anybody out there that works in education, in either after school programs or in schools, if they'll just give us a call, we're more than happy to send the templates, and we'll come and we'll help do the project. And it really is making a big difference.
That's awesome. So you mentioned there were a couple other things going on with Falls Prevention Week coming up on the 18th to 24th. I know St. Petersburg and Carol Ware down at the Sunshine Center have some amazing events coming up. Can you tell us about those?
She's put together a heck of a schedule, I'm telling you. And you don't have to live in St. Petersburg to attend these either. So Monday, September 19th is an arthritis exercise class. On Tuesday, September 20th, there's an ageless grace, which is sitting in chairs and music and movement to enhance brain and body health. Then on Wednesday, it's the NCOA Wellness Workshop. Someone from NCOA, an actual trained pharmacist, is going to come and talk about bone health and osteoporosis, which I was just diagnosed with. So I'm really excited to go to that. Then on Wednesday, there's a Wellness Wednesday where there's going to be a lot of vendors there. You can get a free flu or pneumonia vaccine, a lot of risk assessments, blood pressure, etc., screenings, vision. And then on Thursday, the Story of Falls Sages will be performing one act from the play Denying Gravity. And on Friday, it's the Golden Cord Fall Prevention Introduction with a doctoral student from University of Florida. But if you call 727-893-7101, you can find out more about it and see if you need to register for the classes. But come on Wednesday, September 21st.
Nice. And I'm sure they have a website, too, there in St. Petersburg, don't they?
Yes, it's St. Pete Park Parks, plural, rec. So it's STPETEPARKSREC.org, St. Pete Parks Rec.org.
Awesome. Oh, those websites are great, and I'm sure if you Google it, Google the Sunshine Center, St. Petersburg, you'll be able to go right to the page there. Now, you mentioned another program that is out of Pinellas. We have all these great falls prevention programs going on, and one that you and I have both been very involved in is SAGES. It is Senior Actors Guild Educational
Services.
They heard the call to help prevent falls and created this play called Denying Gravity. Linda Goldman sat there and said, you know, I'm thinking about doing another play that's focused on our seniors, and several people egged her on and said, let's do one about fall prevention. And she's like, that's kind of interesting. And out of it came this great play called Denying Gravity. It's going to be performed here two times coming up, and these are free performances.
Yes.
And these are amazing, amazing performances. There is one on Saturday, September 17th from 2 to 3:30 at the Center for the Arts at River Edge. That's on Town Center Road in Newport Richey. Again, that is a free event. The second one is Saturday, September 24th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. That's over on 70th Avenue, just off 49th Street in Pinellas Park. You can find out more about Denying Gravity and the great plays they put on if you go to their website, sagestheater.org. It's S-A-G-E-S theater.org. And you can find out about Denying Gravity and the great program that is.
It's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, you must go. It's live theater.
It is live theater, and you can't beat it. The one other thing I want to talk about real quick, last announcement I have for today, is a program that the area agency is bringing to Pinellas County. It's called Savvy Caregiver. This is for our families, family caregivers that are taking care of someone who is living with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. This is an evidence-based program that helps you as the family caregiver, the non-professional, the person that just needs some help in managing that care. Reach out to Terry Toner at the area agency. She's 727-570-9696, extension 160. I'm Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands Home Care. I want to thank Arlene Grosso, who's been here with us today. Arlene, you have a company called Access and Design. They can reach you by by calling 727-560-8965 or reach you via email at arlene@accessanddesignfl.com. We thank you for being on today. We'll put all these links on Linda's program page. Thank you for being with us today. God bless and have a delicious day.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR